All right, today is Saturday, December 17th, 2022. Classic named CrossFit benchmark workout. Nancy, 5 rounds for time of a 400 meter run and 15 overhead squats, 95 pounds and 65 pounds. We did this before. You can go back and check your time from July. Also a two-person team version available today. And undoubtedly, this was chosen not only for a repeat benchmark workout to check everything off of. And again, you don't always have to PR, right? It's okay just to have a training day. And especially it's at the end of the week, not at the beginning. But below parallel, loaded for decent chunks at a moderate loading. 5 sets of 15. That's a tough rep range, especially after the run. And not just with a front squat or a back squat, but with an overhead squat, a very complicated squat, holding that loading up overhead. So the below parallel component was critical today, and we're getting an overhead in a stabilization fashion, not just a pressing fashion. So there's some wonderful variance there. We pressed yesterday in the burpees, but now we're holding our arms extended overhead, but they're certainly gonna have some fatigue also from the ring dips yesterday. I'm well aware of that. We did a 1 mile run all out on Tuesday, but now we're doing 5 400 meters in a mixed modality workout with no breaks there. We went below parallel on Tuesday, but it was unloaded. 3 big sets of 35 meters of unweighted walking lunges. Now we have 5 sets of 15 with a 95 or a 65 pound barbell, holding it overhead. We went overhead on Monday with the clean and jerks, the handstand pushups, etc. And now we're doing it in a stabilization role with the overhead squat. So it's a really nice pairing and complement to everything that we've had over the course of the week. And again, not a single workout that we put out on a single day at Linchpin is just put out for no reason whatsoever. There's a tremendous amount of time, thought, effort, and design into how the body moves, what we need, where we've been, time domains, loadings, rep ranges, and all that good stuff. And so hopefully it's challenging and fun at the same time. That's the workout of the day. And again, no reason for any of this to be unbroken, for sure. There's plenty of people that maybe you can do it unbroken in round 1 and 2, and then the barbell hits the ground in round 3 because you're fatigued, so on and so forth in round 4 and round 5. And you can also make one heck of a case that if you are doing all the overhead squats unbroken, you're potentially sandbagging the run, right? That's not a sin that we want to be guilty of. So you want to give both aspects of the workout their due. Don't run so fast that you just cave in and can't do more than 3 overhead squats, no good, but don't just totally mail in the run to be a barbell hero. Keep yourself a little uncomfortable on the run, keep yourself a little uncomfortable on the overhead squats. You're probably in a good position. Let's see. Where is the wild card option? There it is, but we knocked it down to front squats instead of overhead squats. Same loading and rounds and all that. And that's just a great option for somebody that isn't that comfortable yet with the overhead squat, maybe has something going on with their shoulders, etc., etc. You're not going to be shortchanged. Scaled option, knock down the rounds, knock down the loading, kept the overhead squats, but also put a little asterisk in there that said, certainly do front squats if needed. And the limited equipment crew, they have a couple of options depending upon their flexibility. Option 1, running, and then some dumbbell front rack lunges with one arm racked, one arm overhead. And the other option is 5 rounds of running and then single arm dumbbell overhead squats. And I gave 2 options because those single arm dumbbell overhead squats are phenomenal, but not everybody can do them from just a flexibility standpoint. So depending upon how your flexibility is, option 1 or option 2 might be a better call for you. So that's it. Enjoy the repeat workout. For most of us, tomorrow is a rest day. Enjoy it. Thanks for being awesome. We'll keep driving forward together, and I'll see you on Monday.